Imagine the most powerful man in the world, commanding vast armies while facing plague and rebellion, secretly writing notes to himself about how to be good.
This is the remarkable story behind Meditations, the private journal of Roman Emperor Marcus Aurelius that was never meant for publication. What makes these writings extraordinary isn't just their author's status, but their timeless wisdom about finding inner peace amid external chaos. While modern self-help books often promise success or happiness, Marcus offers something more profound, a path to unshakable tranquility, regardless of circumstances.
His words have guided figures from Bill Clinton to Sting, precisely because they address our deepest human struggle, how to maintain our principles and sanity when everything around us seems to be falling apart.
Why waste mental energy worrying about things we cannot change? Marcus reminds himself that the past is gone, the future uncertain, and only the present moment truly belongs to us. Even if you should live 3,000 years, he writes, remember that no one loses any life beyond what they currently live. This perspective isn't depressing, it's liberating. Focusing on the present frees us from regret and anxiety. Consider how often your mind drifts to past embarrassments or future concerns while missing what's happening now. Marcus proposes complete presence as the alternative. By focusing on what's directly before us, this conversation, this task, this breath, we reclaim our mental freedom. Our troubles arise not from events themselves, but from our judgments about them. When someone criticizes you, all you truly know is that certain words were spoken, not that you've been harmed. This isn't detachment, but engaging more fully with reality as it is, not as we fear it to be.
When problems overwhelm you, look at the night sky. Marcus repeatedly zooms out to view human concerns against cosmic vastness. Asia and Europe are mere corners of the cosmos, he writes. Every sea is a drop. This perspective doesn't diminish suffering, but makes it more bearable. Imagine how differently you'd handle traffic if you could suddenly see Earth from space. Those cars would seem like tiny ants, your delay meaningless. Marcus employs this mental technique regularly, noting that all things are mutually intertwined in existence's web. He also reminds himself that nothing we experience is unprecedented. Place before your eyes all the dramas you've witnessed. They were the same dramas we see now, only with different actors. Countless scandals, wars, and innovations have come and gone throughout history. Our current crises and triumphs will likewise pass. This isn't resignation, but perspective, a way to respond with wisdom rather than reactive emotion.
How do you deal with that coworker who drives you crazy? Marcus offers a revolutionary approach. When people injure you, ask yourself what good or harm they thought would come of it. If you understand that, you'll feel compassion rather than outrage. For Marcus, humans are fundamentally social beings, designed for cooperation, like feet, like hands, like eyelids. When someone acts badly, it's because they're confused about what's truly good. Begin each day by saying to yourself, I shall meet with the busybody, the ungrateful, arrogant, deceitful, envious, unsocial. All these things happen to them by reason of their ignorance. This doesn't mean accepting harmful behavior, but responding with understanding rather than rage. Marcus suggests 9 principles for dealing with those who offend us, including recognizing our own similar tendencies and that anger harms us more than its cause. Most radically, he extends this social view to cosmic citizenship. If intellect is common to all humans, then we are all citizens of a shared community, the cosmos itself. In our tribalized world, this vision of universal belonging remains profoundly relevant.
What if you could develop mental strength so powerful that nothing disturbs your peace? Marcus calls this the inner citadel, a fortress of calm reason, impervious to external events. Be like the steadfast rock against which waves constantly crash, he writes, while the foam settles back around it. This inner strength isn't about becoming emotionless, but maintaining clarity regardless of circumstances. Like fire transforming whatever it touches into flame and light, a disciplined mind converts obstacles into opportunities. The mind can convert hindrances into assistance and roadblocks into escorts on its journey. Building this mental fortress demands practice. Marcus advises keeping philosophical principles ready like doctors keep their instruments prepared for emergency treatments. We must examine our thoughts. What is this impression? What is it made of? How long will it last? What virtue does it require of me? Imagine handling your next crisis with this clarity, responding from inner strength rather than being swept away by emotion. This isn't escaping reality, but engaging with it more effectively by maintaining balance even in the storm.
How do you start your day? Marcus suggests beginning with purpose. I am getting up to do human work. Were you created merely to lie warm under covers? Look at plants, birds, ants, all doing their specific work according to their nature. Throughout the meditations, Marcus offers practical advice for daily life. On distractions, for every action, ask yourself, how does this relate to me? Will I regret it? On finding peace, people seek retreats in the countryside or mountains, revealing ignorance, since true retreat is available within yourself whenever you wish. When disturbed, he advises quickly returning to yourself. Don't remain off balance longer than necessary. For setbacks, accept what you cannot change. Just as a doctor prescribes remedies, universal nature prescribes particular circumstances for each person. These guidelines remind us that philosophy isn't about abstract knowledge, but living well. When facing challenges, apply Marcus's wisdom, ask what virtue the situation requires, focus on what you can control, and return quickly to your center.
You are merely a small soul temporarily supporting a corpse. Despite this stark reminder, Marcus reveals a profound truth. Each person contains a divine spark, our guiding spirit or inner divinity, that gives meaning to our brief existence and connects us to the eternal. Though Marcus constantly reminds us of mortality, his philosophy remains deeply spiritual. Turn your attention within, he advises, for the fountain of all good lies there, always ready to pour forth if you continually delve in. Unlike physical objects, humans possess the unique freedom to choose their response to events, a capacity stemming from this divine element. Marcus presents three cosmic possibilities: predetermined necessity, gracious providence, or chaotic chance. Yet our inner nature remains our guide regardless. Even if the storm carries off your flesh and breath, it cannot take your mind. By honoring this divine spark, we fulfill our purpose regardless of lifespan. When overwhelmed by life's brevity or apparent meaninglessness, remember, within you lies something divine, connecting you to the cosmic order and giving even your smallest virtuous actions eternal significance.